from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump said Sunday the United States has given up nothing ahead of his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, while Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, tells CBS's Face the Nation that she's hoping something substantial comes out of the U.S.-North Korea summit.
There is an ability to put together some terms of an agreement that might exist. The question is whether it lasts or not. And, of course, the reputation of the North Koreans has been that they don't necessarily keep their agreements.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is touting the efforts of the Trump administration to make it happen.
You can see the Security Council really came together and was able to enforce sanctions on North Korea, isolate them until they had good behavior. And now we're seeing they're wanting to come to the table.
Trump acknowledged that the eventual outcome of his talks with Kim could occur in late May or early June, is uncertain. Pyongyang, yet to agree to dismantle its nuclear arsenal and despite Trump's claim, has not agreed to the permanent denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Afghan officials say the toll from a suicide bombing in Kabul claimed by the Islamic State group has risen to 57 people dead and 119 wounded. Public Health Ministry spokesman Wahid Mahro confirmed the toll of Sunday's attack, in which the bomber targeted a voter registration center in the capital. IS is claiming responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiite apostates. Both IS and the more well-established Taliban have stepped up attacks across Afghanistan in recent years. This is VOA.